Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services.
Tiffany Steiner with MBI Energy Services. Jackie Schmidt with MBI Energy Services.
Okay, so calling today to talk to you about the API Christmas party, the angel tree, and just kind of anything else that you guys might have going on. Let's go ahead and start with what do you guys have coming up first? I know that there's a Christmas party, but are you guys doing anything ahead of time?
Yes, we are actually participating in the Festival of Trees in Dickinson. The Dickinson Area Chamber of Commerce puts this on for the local community. All the proceeds go to the Amen Food Pantry and the Dickinson Backpack Program. We, at MBI, we are donating a decorated tree. We have a theme. You do everything. You don't decorate the tree. And then on December 1st and 2nd, people can go and there are live auctions and silent auctions, and they can bid on the trees that are there.
And you said this is something that you guys are participating in. Who's putting it on again?
The Dickinson Area Chamber of Commerce is putting it on. And we're excited. This is our first year doing it, and I think it'll be a fun time for all of our employees to get together and decorate a tree.
Well, it's a good sign, too, when you've got energy companies still being involved in local community events. I mean, it's one thing to be involved with an industry event, but to have your leaders in the energy world, I guess, go ahead and be leaders in that. I just talked to the Williston airport director, and he said they're still having people coming and going out of there. So are you guys still, being okay with the slowdown? It sounds like you guys are active at least.
Yes, we are still very active. We haven't turned down any event that we've done in the past. It's something that we cherish as a company, and our employees really like that we are out in the public and they are able to do these things on company time and off company time.
And so we got the Festival of Trees, but the API Christmas party is coming up too. That's kind of an industry deal, or do you guys open it up to the public? Talk to me about the API Christmas party coming up.
So the API Christmas party is Saturday, December 3rd, and that's at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. We open it up to the public, but we also encourage people to sign up to be an API member. We have monthly meetings from, I think, September to May, and we have different speakers and different guests that come, so it's kind of a fun thing. You can definitely go to our Facebook page, Dickinson API, and that will give you more details on when you can sign up. We have a social hour, a dinner, and then we have a band and dancing, and then some prizes as well for the night.
And when was that? You said it was December 3rd?
Yep, Saturday, December 3rd. So it's the day after the Festival of Trees.
Okay, day after the Festival of Trees. You guys are going to be busy, and I know you've got Angel Tree, your annual kind of holiday community activity coming up. Talk to me about that.
Yes, we're excited. I think this is our fourth year that we have put on the Angel Tree. It's for families in Dickinson that are in need of presents for their children. So what we do is we reach out to companies to see, or individuals, to see if they would be interested in purchasing gifts for children. They range from newborn all the way to 18. And if that's something that they would like to, they can contact myself. Or if they would like, they could just help wrap presents. We normally start wrapping presents around December 7th or the week after, and we wrap probably close to 1,000 to 1,500 presents in a couple days. So it takes a lot of elves to do that.
Okay, so if I'm somebody that owns a company or is in charge of fundraising or that sort of thing, fundraising dollars, are you guys looking for sponsors and then you're also looking for volunteers? Or talk to me about the different levels of, what you guys are looking for on the money side, and then also what you're looking for from just the average person if they want to contribute.
So basically, we don't ask for any sponsorships. We just ask if they would like to sponsor a child or a family. You can take one child to a family of five, and then on the angel card, it'll have their name, and what they would like for a shirt, pants, shoe, and then they have special request items, some like Barbie dolls or Thomas the Train. So it's up to you how much you want to spend on the per child. And that doesn't go just for companies. That goes for individuals. I have people that reach out that will take a couple of children, and then they come back. We ask the presents not to be wrapped, just so we can make sure everything's fair. And then we go from there and we start wrapping them. And then the families will pick them up the week before Christmas.
So this is a fourth year, I think you said. Talk to me about just some of the observations and the growth of this.
I think we have stayed steady. Maybe you've gone, last year we had 540 kids in this program. It's a sad thing, but it's good that we are able to help them and give them Christmas. It's just it's a really unique thing to do. I know we have a lot of people that I work with. They love to bring their kids to help wrap presents. And those kids are really excited to come back year after year because they know, even as a little child, that they're helping out other people in need.
Isn't your guys' wrapping presents like a two-day extravaganza, or am I mixing that up with something else?
It's like a four-day extravaganza. So we all make sure we wrap our presents personally before this because when you're done, you're really tired of wrapping presents.
I just remember that in the past, the wrapping presents was like, I mean, it was like an event. It was literally, it was like an event.
It is. It is. And it's a pretty amazing thing that everyone gets together. It's pretty chaotic in the beginning. And once everyone gets on their way and they have their presents wrapping, it goes pretty smooth and just takes time because there's a lot of presents. We just really are appreciative of everyone that comes to our event, that helps sponsors. It is not possible without any of them. Just want to thank everyone from the local surrounding communities for their help.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jackie Schmidt and Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota according to the Wall Street Journal and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 fastest growing private companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the former Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.